Now it's time for our second look at today's newspapers, and it's Fiona Kelly.
Revelations about how much the HSE has been overpaying staff, a warning to the government from the governor of the central bank, how a cracking of an encrypted network led to yesterday's raid on an Irish drug gang, and why Donald Skehan has beef with Meghan Markle. Those are some of the stories you'll find inside today's papers. The Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail both lead with details of that damning new audit of the HSE's payroll, which reveals how the HSE overpaid staff by almost €15 million in 2023 and €10.5 million in 2022. The Independent also highlights how €1 million, which was due to be repaid by staff and former staff members, some of whom may have died or gone to live abroad, was written off as bad debt over the course of those 2 years. The Irish Examiner and Irish Times both lead with the cautionary warning which Central Bank Governor Gabrielle McClough issued to the government yesterday about plans to ease lending rules to allow developers to borrow more money. The arrest of five men following a series of dawn raids in the east of the country are covered on the front of today's Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. It's reported that the men, three of whom are believed to be brothers, are being questioned in connection with the activities of the drug trafficking gang known as The Family. Their arrest came after a global police investigation unlocked an encrypted phone network known as Ghost, which included messages about drug shipments into Ireland. The Belfast Telegraph leads with an MBE which was awarded to a convicted UVF terrorist by Prince William at Windsor Castle last week for community work he has done in Lurgan, County Armagh. When 62-year-old David Martin was first announced as a proposed recipient, an internal investigation was undertaken. Championing his cause, DUP MP Carla Lockhart described him as a changed man. The Irish News leads with the line that more than 60 patients have died in the care of mental health inpatient units in Northern Ireland in the last decade. Back in the front of the Times, there's a story there about how Gardaí investigating the suspected murder of American woman Annie McCarrick in Ireland 3 decades ago are working closely with French police and have interviewed a potentially crucial witness in France. The development comes as her family prepare for the 32nd anniversary of the 27-year-old's disappearance tomorrow. The case was upgraded to a murder inquiry 2 years ago, and since then there have been a number of developments, including new information about when Miss McCarrick, who had been living in Sandymount in Dublin, was last seen. A post on social media by Tiger Woods confirming his relationship with Vanessa Trump receives lots of coverage this morning. Vanessa Trump was married to Donald Trump Jr. for 12 years and the couple had 5 children together. Tiger Woods, who is usually extremely private about his personal life, surprised many when he posted pictures of them both on X alongside the caption, "Love is in the air." And finally, you may already have heard about how a 30-second video which Oscar-winning actress Gwyneth Paltrow posted of herself cooking breakfast, makeup-free and in her PJs, is being interpreted as a direct attack on Meghan Markle. Markle makes the same kind of videos in full makeup and freshly pressed white blouses. The stakes are high since the two women's online fashion and lifestyle brands are in direct competition. And now to add fuel to the fire, the Star reports that Donald Skehan has also hit out at Meghan Markle. In an interview with the RTE Guide, the celebrity chef says that he was tagged by a few people recently when Markle made a one-pan pasta dish on her television show, since he previously received 10 million views when he cooked the same dish and posted a video of himself making it on YouTube. Skehan says that it's originally a Martha Stewart recipe and that while he acknowledged that in his video, Markle didn't credit to anyone. Chef off Meg is the headline there.
Fiona, thank you.